and welcome to You Awakening, and happy solstice, wherever you are in the world, whether it's the winter solstice or the summer solstice, we're all here together, and it's a magic moment in time with a lot of energy and a lot of power, and it's a great joy to have the opportunity for us to all be together. And to really join energies, there's so much more power, so much more impact. When we set intention, we're not only serving ourselves, but many around the world. So I thank you. I know it's the holiday season, and it's a busy time. There are many places you could be spending your time, and I'm glad your choice was to be with us tonight. So I'd like to welcome Patricia Cota Robles, clearly a leader, a spiritual leader for many years now, beloved and followed all over the world. And I know she probably doesn't need too much introduction. You're probably thinking, will that host get off the phone and let her speak? So I'm going to do just that, and I'm going to give Patricia all the opportunity to kind of run with things tonight. Just know that. I am able to scan questions that you write in, and, I'm receiving guidance also, and I'll weave in whatever I can that seems applicable to the whole group. We will not be able to take callers tonight. Okay, so Patricia, welcome. Welcome back to You Awakening.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. It's wonderful to be here. This is such an incredibly powerful time, and whenever we have the opportunity to join our hearts together on behalf of humanity and the earth, it's really a blessing, and I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think maybe a good place to start tonight is, what is so special about the solstice, and, maybe a little bit of the time frame. What's been happening, and where are we going?
Well, I'll be happy to talk about that. There's always cycles within cycles within cycles that are taking place on the planet, and the solstices and the equinox are important alignments that open up additional portals where light through all dimensions and all levels of consciousness can flow, higher consciousness can flow into the physical plane of Earth. And the winter solstice, both in the northern hemisphere and in the southern hemisphere, when it occurs in the southern hemisphere, are considered the holiest time of the year because it is going within to the, it's the longest day, the longest night rather, the shortest day, going within to that quiet, silent place. And the reason even, I think it's pretty generally accepted that Jesus wasn't actually born on the 25th of December, but the reason that Christmas and all those wonderful celebrations take place at this time of year is because of the solstice. And this time was chosen because people didn't really know the exact moment when he was born. And symbolically, it represents the sun from the northern hemisphere reaching its furthest most point to the south. And every day, the sun rises at a certain time. Well, on the 21st of December, it reaches the furthest point to the south. And then from outer appearance, it raises at the same time for 3 days and then begins its northern journey again as the light returning to the earth on the 25th of December. So it was symbolically representing in the northern hemisphere the S-U-N and the S-O-N, the light returning to Earth on the 25th of December. And it's considered a very powerful outer world manifestation of the beginning of the light returning to the Earth. And there are many various religions and spiritual doctrines and different types of metaphysical and esoteric celebrations that take place during this time of year. So there is this consciousness. In addition to that, there's the outer world religions, of course, that involve Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Christmas and all of the other celebrations that take place this time of year. So for the masses of humanity, in one way or another, throughout this time, people are turning their attention to a higher power and invoking the light of God. And of course, those prayers are always heard and they are always answered. So what is happening now is that we are in the midst of this incredible shift of consciousness. And we've talked before many times, and there's on the past recordings and things that we've done, about the birthing of the new earth, which took place on December 21st and 22nd in 2012. And we were told by the Company of Heaven at that time that the first 3 years would be monumental shifts of consciousness, the greatest shift of consciousness, energy, vibration, and consciousness that had ever been attempted in any system of worlds, which is really monumental. And so since that time, the light of God has been flowing into the planet. And we've talked about the various activities of light and the incredible shifts of consciousness. One of the most important things is that we had reached this critical mass where we allowed, again, the awakening of the masses of humanity to begin our return to Christ consciousness, which I know a lot of people kind of associated that with Christianity because of Jesus and because of him bringing that archetype back to our conscious minds. But Christ consciousness is the consciousness that we were invested with as sons and daughters of God. And it's that part of us that connects on a multidimensional level with all of the beings of light, with all of the realms of truth, moving us into the realization of the oneness of life and reverence for all life. And it's a level of consciousness that we lost when we fell into such discord and such separation. And so it's been literally eons of time that we've been working toward this moment when we could once again activate within our pineal gland and our spiritual brain centers the awakening of the crown chakra to allow us to start reconnecting again. And once that happened, which took place within this 3-year period, and it took place, you know, as people evolve, I know that everybody realizes that we all evolve at different levels. And certainly throughout eons of time, millennia actually, there have been people that have individually worked on spiritual development and returned to Christ consciousness. What happened during this 3 years is that we reached a critical mass that allowed this to occur within the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. The entire evolutionary humanity evolving on this planet. And that was accomplished through each person's divinity, through each person's I Am presence, beginning the initial impulse of our return to Christ consciousness, which began the process of reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace, where we fell into such separation and duality that we lost the awareness of who we are and that connection with the higher realms. So once that occurred, we were able to raise up collectively in energy, vibration, and consciousness to a point that let us burst the paralyzing grip of our fragmented and fear-based human egos. This was an altered consciousness, an alter ego that was formed when we fell into separation and lost awareness of our God self. And this human ego, this fragmented part of us, believed that our physical body is all that we are and that the physical plane that is all that exists. And it felt that whatever it needed to do to gratify the physical senses was right and perfect, and that whatever it needed to do to survive, lie, cheat, steal, kill, is right and perfect. So the mass consciousness of humanity has been functioning from that totally distorted awareness for eons of time. And we can see evidence of that all over the world. And the reason I'm explaining just that thumbnail reiteration of that is because that is the reason why things are looking so tumultuous and things are building in momentum. And from the physical outer world, it looks like if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. And we've almost fallen to a level of atrocity and incivility to each other, a lack of decency, a lack of respect and love and valuing of human life and each other from what we see through the media and through the mass consciousness. the truth is that nothing could be further from the truth. And what is happening is that this incredible light is flowing into the planet now, and we have reached a frequency of vibration that the beings of light are saying, the light that's flowing in now at this time and greatly accelerated at this moment through this solstice, that we would not even have been able to withstand it 3 years ago at the beginning of the birth of the new earth, that it literally would have been like trying to move through a lightning bolt and we would have been dissipated. So we have raised up at a cellular level every 24-hour period the maximum that cosmic law will allow in energy, vibration, and consciousness. So now the earth, humanity, and all life evolving here can withstand higher frequencies of light than we have been able to experience since the fall of humanity, which took place eons ago. But what happens is, because there is no separation, there's no such thing as us and them, every part of life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent on every other part of life. So as this light flows into the heart flames of every person on the planet, it is pushing to the surface from the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every person anything that conflicts with that light. So all of these patterns, things that we term evil, and evil is nothing more than the absence of love, but anything that is not reflecting love, oneness, and reverence for life, that any person thinks, feels, believes, or experiences in their life at this moment, is being pushed to the surface, and that's manifesting as outer world events. Now, this is the time, and you've heard me mention this before probably, if you're familiar with our work and these calls, this is the time biblically referred to as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth, because we easily see the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface. So if someone, their I Am presence, of course, is always awake, always working for the highest good, and as we're making our calls and our invocations on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, we're doing that through their I Am presence. For instance, when we're invoking the light or invoking healing or invoking peace or prosperity or anything that we want to manifest as part of the new earth, we can say, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. And what I invoke for myself, I invoke for all humanity in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. And when we do that, it gives their I Am presence permission to absorb this incredible light that's flowing into the planet. There's a universal law that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. So for instance, even though there is this incredible light bathing the planet this very moment from this solstice and all of the attention being put on the spiritual celebrations that are taking place this month, even though that is occurring, if there weren't awakened people in the physical plane bringing this light into the divinity of their heart and projecting it into the physical plane through their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the masses of humanity would not be able to experience this light. No one would. And that's actually what has happened for millennia, is that even though there were these incredible cycles, incredible cosmic influxes of light, the humanity was not awake enough to realize that this was happening, to invoke that light into the divinity of their hearts, and to benefit from that. This is why the beings of light have said, cosmic moments come and cosmic moments go. But if someone is not awake enough in the physical plane to absorb that light and project it into the physical plane on behalf of every other person, then we miss that opportunity. That is not happening now. Now, the number of awakened humanity on this planet is legion, and there are millions of people every single day awakening and invoking the light of God and recognizing that something of tremendous magnitude is happening. So as this light comes in, what is happening is it's pushing everything to the surface for us to transmute back into light, because there's no separation. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate all of the negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have released not only in this lifetime through a lack of awareness, but through a collective accumulation of lifetimes since our fall from grace eons ago. So what happens is that energy has to come up. Now, much purging, much healing, much cleansing is taking place. We are literally working through lifetimes in a matter of moments by using the violet flame and the gifts that are pouring forth from the heavenly realm and this intense light. But what is happening for each and every person is that as this light is pushing the negativity to the surface, if we're still dealing with poverty consciousness, and even though our ego, that paralyzing grip of the ego, has been cut free from us, we still have the habit and the memory of poverty consciousness. What took place when we burst the bonds of the human ego, which actually occurred on the anniversary of harmonic convergence in August of 2015. So it was just this last August that we were able to reach a critical mass that allowed the I Am presence of every person on earth to raise their frequency of vibration high enough to burst the bond of the human ego. Now, when we reach a critical mass, it doesn't mean every single person on the planet reached that level of consciousness, but the I Am presence of every single person on earth was participating in that activity, because there were millions of life streams that invoked that person's I Am presence to do it on their behalf. And so the beings of light have said, to make it simple for us, to think of critical mass as 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity. So, for instance, when an electron is raising in vibration in quantum mechanics, the scientists are observing that frequency of that electron. The moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, it disappears where they're observing it, and it reappears in the higher frequency. And the beings of light said for us to think of critical mass as 51%. So when we are talking about 51% of humanity reaching the higher vibration of the new earth, for instance, then the other 49% that may be still totally asleep on a lower level of consciousness is absorbed into that 51%, and all life is lifted up because there is no separation. So what has happened with the ego is that there are still people, obviously, that are acting out of those old patterns. But every single person on this planet in August of 2015 reached a critical mass of vibration through the divine intervention of their I Am presence that allowed the I Am presence to raise their vibration into a frequency that shattered the paralyzing grip of their human egos. Then Archangel Michael and his legions of power were able to encapsulate each person's I Am, each person's human ego, through the intervention of their I Am presence, and move that human ego into the heart of the I Am presence. And the energy that was used to do that was known as, It's Archangel Michael's Ring Pass Knot of God's First Cause of Perfection. So once the paralyzing grip of each person's ego was shattered, the I Am presence of that person invoked Archangel Michael and encapsulated the residue of those energies of the human ego in the ring pass knot of God's first cause of perfection. This is a circle of white lightning that prevents anything that is not of the light from entering or leaving that circle. So every person's human ego was encapsulated within this force field of light, and all of their karmic liabilities, all of their negativity is held within this circle. This circle of white lightning and the human ego was then taken into the heart flame of each person's I Am presence, and their I Am presence is flooding the ego with love and with light until that ego softens and releases into the love of the I Am presence, where it will be transformed back into light again and loved into a higher expression of the divine self. So that means that every person on earth is no longer being manipulated by their human ego, but they still have the etheric records and memories. So for instance, if somebody is prejudiced, or if somebody is afraid of something, or if somebody has low self-esteem, or if somebody has poverty consciousness and is blocking their prosperity through poverty consciousness, they can still act out of those old patterns because they remember them. But they no longer have the power of the ego behind them. And the beings of light have used the example that it's like the little befuddled man in The Wizard of Oz standing behind the curtain trying to project out this big powerful image of the wizard, when in fact he really has no power whatsoever. And that's the truth of what's happening with these etheric records and memories of our misinformation and our negative patterns from the past. So what is happening now as we move, bring this third year to fruition, is that we are set to move a quantum shift into 2016 into a higher frequency of vibration than we have ever been able to experience. And the thing that is occurring for each and every one of us is that this light is flowing into the planet, and it's been increasing now, greatly accelerated through the eclipses and different things that have taken place since August, since we were freed from the ego. And so this light is entering every person's heart flame, and it's pushing these etheric records and memories to the surface. And there are people of, say, the 49% that were not awakened enough to consciously move into the light on a conscious level, but that were awake enough to make the critical mass quantum shift. So they are now in the process of awakening, and they are awakening, but there are many of them that are still not awake, and they're acting out of those old patterns. They're trying to be powerful the way they were before. They sense that something dramatic has changed within them, that they no longer have the power. If we just look at what's happening in the United States, at our political system, if we just observe that, never have we seen such desperate, such dramatic, such offensive and negative behavior pattern. It's like a child having a temper tantrum, terrified, scared to death, not knowing what to do. So they're just throwing out the most vicious, awful things they can. That's exactly what's happening with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's what's happening through governments. That's what's happening through corporations, through the greed, through all of the things that from the outer world are not the new heaven and the new earth, but they're being pushed to the surface. These are the things that are coming to the surface, and the people that have not awakened yet many of them are latching on to those thought forms. It's not the ego with the power to do it anymore. It is just an etheric record or a thought form that they are scrambling, desperately trying to hold on to. And so from the outer world, it looks like they're wreaking havoc, and it looks like they're doing horrific things, which they are, and there's no doubt about that. But the good news of all of that is that there are millions and millions of awakening people that are already awake and that are in the process of awakening, that know about the light, know about the violet flame, and understand that this stuff is being pushed to the surface so that it can be transmuted back into light. So when something happens like Paris or like San Bernardino, there are literally billions, with a B, billions of people on this planet that are invoking the light of God and praying for peace and transmuting this negative consciousness. This is occurring whether there's a natural disaster, whether there is an abuse of power of some kind, when we see the horrific things taking place between races and religions and law enforcement officers and different communities and political officials, all of these things. We see the negativity, and it's horrifying to see the negativity. But what we are being asked to do by the beings of light is to now fulfill our divine missions, because we knew it would be like this. This is why it was said, this is the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth, because from the outer world, we see the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface. So what is happening now is that there are people that are acting out horrifically to try to latch on to the old power that they had, and that is all they remember and all they knew, this looking out for number one dog-eat-dog consciousness, that whatever they need to do to have what they want and to survive, lie, cheat, steal, kill, or whatever, is right and appropriate in their minds. Nothing could be further from the truth of that, because there is no separation. To try to harm any other part of life for our own gain is like shooting ourselves in the foot. It is impossible to harm any other part of life without that reflecting back and harming us. So all of these things that are being pushed to the surface are coming up not because things are getting worse, but to give us the ability to perceive the level of consciousness that still exists and to transmute these obsolete patterns that have no place whatsoever in the new earth and cannot even exist in the new earth, cannot exist in the fifth dimensional frequencies of crystalline solar light. But they have to be transmuted back into light before we can complete this shift into the new heaven and the new earth. And so when something awful happens, it is nothing ever happens by accident. There's no such thing as a victim, and I know that's so hard for us to understand. But let me just explain a minute of what the beings of light are saying when they say that, is that every single thing that any of us are going through in one way or another at some time frame prior to embodiment or as part of the healing process of Earth, we have agreed to go through these experiences. Not because we're masochistic and we want to just see how miserable we can be, but we've agreed to go through these experiences because from a higher level, through our I Am presence, we were shown what we would be able to heal, how we would grow, what we would be able to transmute, and how we would benefit humanity and the earth through this process by going through this and healing it and transforming it back into light. None of the experiences that we are going through, any of us, was ever intended to take us down the tubes. Instead, we agreed to go through it because we thought it would help us heal our karmic liabilities And as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. So, for instance, if we are a woman that has been through a rape experience, as we heal and raise up, we create an upward rush of energy that lifts up the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every other person through all time frames and dimensions that has ever gone through a similar experience. So we can see in the outer world how we've gone through wars forever since the fall. So now being in this war situation, instead of just wringing our hands in grief and anxiety, we have the ability to see and consciously recognize that war does not work. There is no way that killing another part of life, that harming another part of life, is going to bring peace on the planet. So what we have to do is transmute that consciousness. And we can see it everywhere. You know, we turn on the news and we see the hawks and we see the people going out. I mean, in San Bernardino, they showed lines and lines wrapped around buildings of people lining up to buy assault weapons because of this event. They're talking about now the only thing that can kill a bad guy with a gun, stop a bad guy with a gun, is a good guy with a gun. Well, can you imagine going into a mall situation and having a bad guy with a gun there shooting people and three good guys with guns pulling out their guns and shooting at the bad man, and the police walk in and see four people shooting with guns? The police are going to shoot everybody and everybody in the way and everybody that gets in the way of that fire. There is no way this is going to stop shooting by guns. We have to shift the consciousness, and that's what the beings of light are asking us to do at this time. There is no separation. There is no us in them. I know that right now there's a lot of talk about various races and various religions and various ethnic groups and various this, that, and the other thing that people are creating fear about. They're creating angst about. They're developing this us against them consciousness, building walls and sealing off borders and doing all of that. And certainly this stuff has to be stopped, but it's not going to be stopped with more violence and war. It's only going to be stopped by shifting consciousness and raising consciousness up. The reality, if this wasn't so serious, it would be actually comical. The reality is that this physical plane is a school of learning that we've all volunteered to come into, and that we've gone through myriad lifetimes. And because of the various experiences we have as men and as women and different ethnic groups and different nationalities and different races and different religions, we have been everything. We have all been everything. So for us to be discriminatory against somebody because of the color of their skin or their religion is ludicrous. It's ridiculous. This body is the car we drive. So it's like saying, I hate someone or I'm afraid of somebody because of the color of the car they drive. We have to raise above all of this and realize that we are one. And when we do, we will start recognizing the wonder of our diversities, the uniqueness. We already do that with each other's food. We revel in everybody's food, and we think that's wonderful. We need to do that with all aspects of different ethnicities and different races and different cultures and nationalities. We need to recognize the people and love the people and move out of that. And we all have to do that. You know, the people that are causing the problem, the people that are acting out adversely, all of them have to do that as well. So now we're at that moment when the beings of light are saying, okay, this is what you've agreed to do. We knew this time was coming. This is the moment you have been preparing lifetimes for, the moment when in the face of all adversity, you would be able to be the peace commanding presence that you have been training for lifetimes to be, to hold that sacred space in the face of all adversity. and to be able to love and flood the planet with love, with oneness, with reverence for a life, to a point where you can reach that critical mass that absorbs the other 41% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness and lifts it up. Now, what's happening now is that there are going to be people that leave the physical plane before they wake up. We can see that in war. We can see that in a lot of the things that are taking place on this planet. But the new Earth, in all her resplendent glory, has been birthed in the fifth dimensional realms of cause, which we are now in the initial impulse of. The negativity on Earth cannot reach into the fifth dimensional realm. So it is vibrating in the fourth and the very densest residue of the third dimensional frequencies. So what is occurring is the light is being projected from the higher realms into this negativity, pushing it to the surface so that we can see it, recognize it, and transmute it back into light. The people that are leaving the physical plane, before they awaken, there was a plan that there would be two Earths. We have talked about that before. And that those that refuse to move forward in the light would be reborn on another planet in a third dimensional frequency, approximately the caveman stage of consciousness, which would set them back billions of years. But we actually have transcended that. The caveman stage of consciousness was what humanity fell to. It was not what we originally evolved from. We have evolved from that after the fall, but that is what we fell to. What is happening now is that when someone leaves the physical plane that is still acting out in incredibly adverse ways, that has not awakened and consciously made the decision to move into the light and to transmute their karmic liabilities in the physical plane, they are taken to the inner schools of learning in the fifth dimension around the new Earth. And they are given the opportunity to transmute their misqualified energy, their karmic liabilities, by going through experiences in holograms that are allowing them to experience the results of their actions. And they are transmuting that negativity and will not be allowed to be reborn on the new Earth until that is complete. Nobody is being born on the new Earth bringing in karmic liabilities from the past. That phase of our evolution is complete with the birth of the new Earth. But they will be able to do that at inner realms. Now, we see babies being born into some very difficult times, and it looks like they're coming into karmic liabilities. But what is happening now is that the souls coming into the physical plane at this time are very powerful beings of light that are volunteering to delve into the depths of pain and suffering on this planet to accelerate the healing and pushing it to the surface. And when we see things happening to people, to children, and things are being brought to our attention all the time about horrible things that are happening to children, this is something that these children at some level have agreed to go through, and they are powerful beings of light agreeing to do that because they are shown in the inner realms how that opens humanity's hearts. When we see the horrific things happening to the young girls by Boko Haram in Africa, or the refugees in the Middle East, or the aliens or immigrants coming across the border, or the shootings that are taking place in the United States, when we see those horrible things, it opens our heart in ways that is unprecedented, allowing us to be powerful forces of light, transmuting tons and tons of that level of consciousness from the fragment of human ego that could not be transmuted in nearly that amount in any other way. So there is a plan unfolding. And it's very difficult to see when we look at the news and look at the outer world. The beings of light keep reminding us that the Earth, the new Earth, in all of her resplendent beauty has already been God victoriously birthed in all her perfection in the realms of cause. And now we're bringing those patterns into the outer world, into the world of effects. And so what is happening now is that we need to realize that the light of God is increasing on this planet, and everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. Humanity has been freed from our human ego, and the initial impulse of our rebirth into Christ consciousness has occurred within the crown chakra and the spiritual brain centers of every person on the planet, whether they're aware of it or not. So now we're being asked to walk our talk, which means to hold the sacred space as a peace-commanding presence, to not get caught up in the negativity, to don't keep reiterating it through fear and by wringing our hands and our anxiety and feeling like everything is going wrong on this planet, to stand outside, see the bigger picture, and invoke the light of God, the violet flame, which is the most powerful frequency of light to transmute the negativity, to transmute it back into light. Now, there are going to be a lot of opportunities throughout 2016. What we're being asked to do today is to set the tone for this influx of light by activating a new higher integration of the I Am Presence, the God Self, within every man, woman, and child on earth. We've been given invocations by the Company of Heaven to accomplish just that. Now, the I Am Presence is that part of us that is created in God's image. It is one with the source of all life, our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And when we invoke our I Am Presence, which is the predominant influence in our life, in the new earth that has already been birthed, in which our multidimensional self is existing, when we invoke our I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all humanity, it gives this essence, direct connection to the source, the ability to draw this light. And what happens then is, for instance, say somebody in ISIL who is acting out in the horrific ways through a lack of understanding, and these souls, as the abomination of what they believe and what they're doing is horrific. There's no doubt about it. But if you spoke to each one individually, you would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have been brainwashed into believing that what they are doing is what God wants them to do. And it is a total abomination, the antithesis of what Islam and the Muslim religions are truly based in. But they think they're doing the right thing. So what happens when we intervene through their I Am Presence, their intervene absorbs the light that we are invoking, and in moments of peace, when they are harmonious or centered or focused on God, and even the most horrific person in Islam believes in praying 5 times a day, and they sleep at night, which is another time of quiet and harmony that the I Am Presence can work with them through their inner consciousness as they sleep. The I Am Presence can raise up and shift their consciousness during that time. There is a frequency of energy that's being greatly expanded now, and in 2016, it is going to be moved forward a quantum leap. Today, we are being asked to amplify that and create a grid of divine love around the planet. This frequency of energy is the foundation of the divine matrix, which is the body of our Father, Mother, God. And everything that exists in all creation emanates from this force field of light, which is called transfiguring divine love. This is a deep rose frequency of light, a deep rose flame with an aquamarine radiance of divine intelligence and clarity. And pulsating in the center of this flame is an opal essence sun of transfiguration. And the beings of light have said this energy, the most powerful force of divine love, is now going to be greatly expanded on the earth and anchored in new frequencies in every person's heart flame. And that this energy will raise the consciousness of even the most recalcitrant souls. It has a divine intelligence that once it is anchored in the heart flame and begins reverberating, especially at these new higher frequencies that we will be receiving in 2016, it exposes within the heart center the erroneous belief systems that the human ego has manipulated us into believing, such as poverty consciousness, or that poverty is a virtue, or that we are worthless, or that we are worthless sinners and worms in the dust, or that we are innately evil, or that this person is bad, or that person is bad, or that we are better than any other person, or that this religion is right and that religion is wrong, or that this government is right and the other governments are wrong. It exposes within us anything that is based in separation and duality, anything that is not reverberating with the consciousness of oneness, where we genuinely have a reverence for all life, reveling in the diversities and the uniqueness of our cultures, our creeds, our religions, our foods, our ways of dressing and dancing and music and all of the wonder of who we are. So for our meditation today, we've been given a meditation by the Company of Heaven that is designed at this moment through this incredible chalice of the solstice that has been forming for the last few days, building in momentum, that is now cradling the entire planet Earth. And we are going to bring forth a new higher integration of each person's I Am presence through our Father, Mother, God, and the entire Company of Heaven that is joining with us and with the I Am presence of every person on the planet. This activity of light is going to bring to a conscious level more clearly within the mental and emotional bodies of every person belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, a greater level of clarity about what the I Am presence is and how that part of our divinity is now integrating within us. And then we're going to do a meditation that brings forth a higher frequency of the flame of transfiguring divine love. So I'm going to do that now, if you feel comfortable joining with me in this holy endeavor, knowing that we're working in the eternal moment of now, and we are using this collective chalice that has been created by the December solstice and the incredible focus of light from all of the various world religions and the celebrations that take place at this time of year. And this energy that's coming into the planet now is being consecrated with this invocation and anchored in every heart flame through each person's I Am presence in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Now I'm going to state this in the first person so that each of us experience it personally. But tonight we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and invoking each person's I Am presence. And as this light is anchored within our heart flame, it is simultaneously going to be anchored within the heart flames of every person on this planet. So now, as we join together in one pointed consciousness, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel the divinity of your heart expanding as a tremendous starburst of light, enveloping your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until you are a blazing sun of light. This is the full expression of your I Am presence, a magnificent sun reflecting all that our Father, Mother, God have, the part of us that is created in God's image. And through this part of our own divinity, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are the light of the world, and our time is at hand. Breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, gently close your eyes and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. What I affirm for myself this sacred and holy day, I affirm for every person on earth, in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I am that I am. My I Am presence is an intelligent being of light with a pure and perfect consciousness. It is the divine me, which is the only begotten son and daughter of God. Through my I Am presence, I realize that where my attention is, there I am. Whatever I focus my thoughts and feelings on, I am manifesting in my life experiences. Therefore, I choose to perpetually hold my attention on my I Am presence and the kingdom of heaven, which pulsates within my heart flame. Within this sacred space, God's will is the only will acting, and God's perfect results are assured. I now know that I am one with all life. Duality and separation are no more. My I Am presence is now the divine director of all of my material experiences. And I give my I Am presence freedom this sacred and holy day to take action in every facet of my life from this moment forth. I am out picturing my I Am presence through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I advance on the path of light. My I Am presence is now manifesting tangibly within my being, my environment, and my world as I co-create the new earth. Now, in the full embrace of my I Am presence, I recognize my divine mission. Through my I Am presence, I am open and receptive to the divine directives of God. I experience a new level of inner knowing, and I understand my mission with a new level of clarity. There is an awakening taking place within my heart flame. I am recognizing my responsibilities for the conditions existing in my life and on earth. I remember deep within that through the universal law of attraction, I am a co-creator of the physical plane. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are projected onto the atomic substance of physical matter as they manifest in physical form. As my gift of life flows through me, it picks up the vibrations of my consciousness and then expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. In other words, what I think about, what I put my feelings and energy into, I am bringing into form. Because of the confusion I have experienced in the past, I have given power to physical matter. I have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become my reality, when in truth, it is only an illusion created by my beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I now realize with my new level of understanding and clarity that physical matter is nothing more than a mass of atomic energy controlled by my consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. My world reflects my human consciousness. In the past, I have set about trying to change the physical conditions in my world instead of changing my consciousness. Those conditions are only the reflection of my consciousness. Trying to change physical conditions without changing my consciousness is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. Now, I am one with my I Am presence, and my consciousness is rising. My transfiguration is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The seed of awareness is growing within me. It is blazing like a sun, radiating forth rays of God's infinite light. My heart flame is expanding, and now the flame of transfiguring divine love, which is cradled in the divinity of my heart, is expanding as well into new and previously unknown frequencies of pure light. This is a magnificent rose-colored flame with an aquamarine aura of clarity. Pulsating in the heart of this flame is a resplendent, opalescent sun of transfiguration. The flame of transfiguring divine love in my heart is now expanding and connecting with the identical flame that is now blazing in the heart of every single man, woman, and child on earth. This activity of light is creating a powerful force field around this planet, an actual network of light, a planetary grid system of transfiguring divine love. The collective radiance of this network of light is the most powerful force of divine love on the planet. This force field of divine love has created a bridge of light that is spanning the abyss from the lowest octaves of human suffering and consciousness into the highest realms of illumined truth and God's infinite perfection. This is the bridge to freedom, over which the recalcitrant souls who are resisting their own awakening and their ascension into the fifth dimensional new earth will now be able to safely and quickly travel once they realize that they have already chosen the path of divine love through their I Am presence. With my heart flame united with the heart flame of every person on the planet, and my light pulsating through the planetary grid system of transfiguring divine love, I realize that my I Am presence is now presenting me with unparalleled opportunities to be an instrument of God. Through the divine potential of my I Am presence, I accept these opportunities with deep humility and gratitude. And I affirm, I am the divine image of God. I am the divine image of God manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name, forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's transfiguring divine love and light, God's truth and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. I am the open door that no one can shut. And all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome.
And let's give everyone a moment to just breathe in that message, so deep and so profound. Patricia, I know that we very consciously and carefully chose the hour of tonight's call. So what I'm wondering is, if people are listening to the replay later on, past this particular peak, or if choosing to go back to the invocation, which we have just added to your invitation to join tonight, is it just as powerful?
Absolutely. When we do this, and this is the call from my I Am Presence and the collective I Am Presence of humanity, whatever cosmic moment these energies are being brought into, are brought in to the eternal moment of now. And the full divine momentum of these energies are available by just connecting with that knowing anytime this invocation or this replay is done in the future, and anytime we want to do it. Even if we want to copy this and do it for our groups, our meditation groups, do it at another time, do it at Easter time, whenever we want to do it, we add all of the new energies, if there are new energies coming in at that moment. But these energies that we are weaving into this chalice of light are being added to whatever else we're doing in their full, original, pristine perfection. And each time we do it, we add additional energy to it, so it actually builds in momentum as we go along.
Thank you. So we will do our part to make this available so you can share, so you can enjoy again and again and share with other kindred spirits. We're very happy to do that.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I'm very glad that you're doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. We will put it out widely. So please feel free to share. Patricia, I've been scanning the questions that have come in, and there's a very large number of them. So I'm going to choose just a couple of themes that seem fairly universal, if you're open to questions.
Sure, that'll be fine.
Great. There is quite a large number of people who've asked about really two things. One is, and of course the people who are attracted to these kinds of broadcasts are the more conscious people who are choosing awakening. So one of the questions is what can we do as individuals and as a community like this, you know, to help make that 51%, to help make the change, create the change?
Okay, there's some wonderful things happening that will greatly accelerate this process for us. For one thing, because of the urgency of the hour and the need for us to quickly transmute the residue from the old earth, the Company of Heaven has been granted a cosmic dispensation over the last several years by our Father, Mother, God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold whenever we are joining together to do invocations. So just knowing that and asking the Company of Heaven to amplify your efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Now, when we invoke the company of heaven, they automatically know to do that, and we are invoking them every time we're coming together in this manner. But also, just by saying, I am my I am presence, and I'm one with the I am presence of all humanity, we move from the microcosm of our individual self to the macrocosm of the I am presence of every person on the planet. So that, again, is an incredible amplification of our efforts. In addition to that, we can join together, just like we're doing tonight, consciously. There's myriad global meditations. I mean, I've received so many things, and you all probably have too, about things taking place on the solstice, just like this. There are lots of meditations, so we can participate in those, any of them that resonate in our heart, and add our light to the world. And even just simply saying, when we get up in the morning, I ask that all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings I release today be purified, amplified by the company of heaven 1,000 times 1,000-fold, and added to every single light activity on the planet that is enhancing the quality of life for humanity and the earth. And we can then, being totally oblivious to other activities of light, have consecrated our light to be utilized to amplify those energies. But there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there too. So we need to say anything that is adding to the light of the world, because we don't want to just amplify indiscriminately all energy that's taking place on the planet.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have a question coming in from Brazil. And by the way, we have almost 2,000 people with us tonight.
Oh, how wonderful. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for, as Gandhi said, being the change you want to see in the world.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for being here, and thank you for joining together. So the question that comes in from this gentleman in Brazil is how to keep a higher vibration living among dark situations.
Okay, the force field that is most effective in doing that is what I was talking about earlier, that Archangel Michael has encapsulated our human ego in. It's called the ring pass not, N-O-T. In other words, it's a ring that nothing negative can pass in or out of. Light passes easily back and forth through this circle. It's the ring pass not of God's first cause of perfection. And if you can't remember all that, just ask for Archangel Michael's circle of white lightning, and it's the same thing. This is a circle of white lightning that prevents anything that's negative from leaving the circle. In other words, if you are having a temper tantrum, it prevents you from harming other life out there that it's in your direct sphere. Of course, all negativity adds to the collective negativity, but keeps you from bombarding people around you. And it prevents their negativity from entering your space and affecting you adversely. And their negativity will be just deflected away. But fill your circle of white lightning with the violet flame so that you're constantly transmuting all the residue within your own earthly bodies that is being pushed to the surface, and flood the earth with the violet flame as well. So let me just put that in a nutshell. This circle of white lightning is a force field of protection that prevents you from bombarding other people in your space with your negative energy, and it prevents them from bombarding you with negativity, so that you can then just blaze the violet fire through all of the negativity, yours and theirs, because we're all still in the process of transmuting. We've been through lifetimes of stuff on this planet that's still coming up to be surfacing and transmuted. So keep blazing it through all of us. But that is the most powerful force field of light. And once you start really using that on a daily basis, put it on before you go to sleep at night, put it on when you wake up in the morning, and if you have a negative experience during the day or get angry or upset, invoke it again, because sometimes we can have an explosion of anger or something and shred the energy around us so that that'll keep that from happening. But you will begin to feel, this is what will help you be what they call being in the world but not of it, that you can be a peace commanding presence in even in the face of the most horrific adversity. And this would be really good for all of us to use at this time, just because turning on the television bombards you with all kinds of negativity, just listening to the news or whatever. So this would be a wonderful force field. And Archangel Michael's angels of protection are with us all the time and gladly will sustain this for us and help us with this.
Thank you. And we have many, many questions coming in relating to prosperity, you know, perhaps currency change or breakdown of economy. I want to put it in the positive. Is there something that we can do, or what can we do to create more prosperity?
Okay, let me give this to you just really simply, because this is the key of why we have lack and limitation in the first place. When we came into the physical plane, we have a covenant with God as individualized sons and daughters of God coming into the physical plane. And our covenant with God was, God said that, our Father, Mother, God said that the elemental kingdom would be directed to provide everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies. The earth, the air to breathe, the sun, water to drink, everything that we needed in the way of food and clothing and shelter and all of those things would be provided. That was the allegory of the Garden of Eden state of consciousness. And we would be given our gift of life, which we would use through the creative faculties of thought and feeling and our free will to learn how to become co-creators with God, to learn how to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. When we fell into such dense separation, we lost awareness of all of that. That was symbolically represented by Eve eating the apple. When we partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which means symbolically rather than literally, when we began experimenting with our gift of life in ways that were not reflecting love, that's what evil is. We started descending into this discord. So now we've created a monetary system, and what we are doing now, okay, wait, I forgot one part of that. Let me go back. So that was God's covenant with us. So we would be given all of our gift of life to create in this physical plane everything that we needed to sustain our physical bodies. Our covenant with God in this ebb and flow, this balance of exchange, which is always necessary, is that we committed to using that gift of life to add to the light of the world, to use our thoughts and feelings and our creative faculties to add to the light of the world. So with the fall, we forgot all of that. We created a monetary system, and now we're in a situation where the masses of humanity are working from morning till night to make money, to pay for food and clothing and a roof over our heads and shelter and clothing and transportation. In other words, we are spending our life force working morning till night to make money to pay for what God already gave us for free. And when we do that, we have created an absolute block in that flow of abundance. God's abundance is our divine birthright. So to begin shifting that, we need, for one thing, to blaze the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling. This needs to be an ongoing process, because we've done it a ton of times in many lifetimes. To blaze the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling we've ever released in any time frame or dimension that's based in poverty consciousness, meaning lack or limitation. Just blaze the violet energy. And the violet energy is infinitely powerful, and we can transmute literally hundreds of lifetimes in a relatively short period of time. So blaze it through your poverty consciousness. Then we need to start fulfilling our covenant, which means we need to start using our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to add to the light of the world. And this doesn't mean we need to have some big major divine mission that we're going to fulfill. We can do that, and we will do that. but it means every moment of every day, with every breath you take, and every situation that is presented to you by coworkers or family or driving down the street or yourself or whatever. Every moment of every day, use your creative faculties of thought and feeling to add to the light of the world. So when this situation happens, no matter what it is, how can I add to the light of the world? How can I handle this in a way that enhances life rather than angry or negative or beating myself up or getting frustrated or whatever? But how can I add to the light of the world? How can I handle this with harmony and love? And we begin increasing and building the prosperity consciousness then. Bless your money. Of course, we're still going to need money. We're still going to have to pay for things and pay for food and all of that. But that is not the gift of love that we are giving back. That is not adding to the light of the world. That's just keeping us in the status quo. So when you have money, bless it. Send it out to buy your food and pay your rent and all that. Expect that it's going to expand and return so that you can continue doing that. But to add to the light of the world, to attain our financial freedom, we need to be doing other things with our money, adding to the light of the world with our money as well. And so in addition to adding to the light of the world with every thought, word, actions, and feeling, moment by moment, through every single day, and that's it's a process, and it takes discipline, and it takes concentration. But in addition to that, we need to do something with our money that will add to the light of the world. And this is where the whole concept of tithing came in. And I know that there's such a resistance to that because we felt so abused by that and manipulated by that in so many ways throughout history and time and the various world religions. But the reality is that like attracts like. So if you want to draw money into your life, you need to be expanding and sending out money. And if you want to draw love into your life, you need to expand and send out love. And if you want joy in your life, you need to expand and send out joy. So this is where the concept of tithing came from. Now, we got manipulated by that because we were told that we were innately evil and that money was the root of all evil and all of those kinds of things. And yet we were asked to give to the church. So giving to the church or to the whatever religious affiliation we had, then expecting anything in return for that, expecting that to expand and bring abundance into our life would be just sacrilegious in our minds. So we thought we couldn't possibly do that. So even if we were tithing in most instances, because of this guilt and this feeling of unworthiness and low self-esteem, we blocked that flow of abundance back into our life. So this is what tithing needs to be, and everybody needs to make peace with this in their own way. But I'm going to say this, and I want you to really hear this. We don't have a choice about it. God has already fulfilled his covenant and her covenant with us. We've received everything we needed to sustain our physical life, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the sunlight. We've been given our gift of life. We've used that for lifetimes. We've received God's covenant with us. Now we have to give something back in appreciation for our gift of life. So if we don't know to do this consciously, then we end up giving our gift, our life force back through drudgery and the sweat of the brow, working in difficult situations that do not add to the joy of our life. This is what we have, the poverty consciousness has created for us and the lack has created for us. So now to reverse that, we need to start giving freely and openly. And we can do that in a myriad of ways. The thing about tithing is that we need to take a portion of our money and say, this is a gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life. And I accept that it's going to go out to this person, place, condition, or thing I've given it to. It's they're going to use it to bless life on this planet, and it's going to expand tenfold and return to me, bringing abundance into my life. Now, whenever I start talking about tithing, the energy shifts because people have been really abused about tithing, and they're thinking, oh, no, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, and here she is telling me I have to give money away. But if we realize that this is part of the universal law of the circle, that whatever we send out expands and returns to us, if we really get that, then we'll realize how important it is for us to start adding to the light of the world with money to fulfill our covenant. So I know that there are a lot of people that say you have to give your money to God, your source of spiritual reality. The truth is, anything you do to add to the light of the world with no strings attached is a gift to God. So there's human rights, there's civil rights, there's education, music, the arts, myriad things you can do, all kinds of charity, needy families, food banks, Habitat for Humanity, thousands of things you can do that, you know, wounded warriors that add to the light of the world. And to give a portion of your money, to qualify it, say this is a gift of love, I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life, and then give it to these people, places, conditions, or things that you know are adding to the light of the world. And all you have to do to know that, I mean, is just to investigate them enough to know that they're doing what they're saying. They're not using it all for administrative reasons or whatever, but to begin doing that. And once you start doing that and building, and the universal law is that if we can get to the point of giving 10% of our income, then we'll have such a flow of abundance coming into our life that we won't even be able to handle it all. And let me just say, I know at this time I'm well aware of all of the prosperity groups and all of the things that everybody's talking about, that something's going to happen and there's going to be an announcement made and full disclosure and all of the abundance is going to come into our lives. Let me say that that is not what Saint Germain and the beings of light are saying. The beings of light and Saint Germain are saying, if we took all the money on the planet this moment and divided it evenly among all the people on the planet, in 5 years, without a shift of consciousness, all of the poor people will be poor again, and all of the rich people will be rich again. And that's the truth. So just giving people money with these packets and these prosperity programs is not going to solve the problem. We have to shift the consciousness, and that's what I'm talking about. Moving from poverty consciousness to prosperity consciousness, fulfilling our covenant of adding to the light of the world through our monetary contributions and helping to expand light on this planet. And there are so many wonderful things that are happening. There's people learning about free energy that need support. The beings of light said the light workers attaining their financial freedom is one of the most important critical facets that needs to occur right now, because people are reaching up in consciousness. They're tapping into the realms of cause, bringing down viable solutions for disease and cancer and energy and all of these kinds of food production and everything that we need to have a beautiful new earth and sustain it. But what happens is all of these other corporations that have strangled the earth and the environment and the human race, actually, with their compulsive greed, that they will buy these patents for whatever amount of money and then file them in File 13 so that they're never developed again. So the people that have the consciousness to tap into the higher things also need to draw to them people that are willing to donate and contribute wherewithal so that they can bring their ideas into manifestation without having to sell them to corporations that have no intention whatsoever of ever using those things for the physical plane. So just begin this process. Once you start giving things away, and make it consistent, don't give $100 away and then go stand at your mailbox waiting for a $1,000 check to appear in the mail. Once you start giving it away, accept that your money's returning to you. And no matter how it's coming back, if someone takes you to lunch and you thought you were going to buy the lunch and they bought it for you, that's your money coming back. If something's on sale that you need, or if somebody gives you something, now you don't have to buy it. No matter what it is, accept this is my flow coming back to me. And you will open that up and you will shift. Now, this is something that I continually say. I don't ever teach anything that I haven't proven to myself beyond a shadow of a doubt to be true. And this is one thing that I have proven and have worked with thousands of people over and over and over again about prosperity, that this is a key factor in the need of the hour at this time. And it absolutely works. And it's the only thing that works. Shifting consciousness, transmuting our poverty consciousness, establishing, moving to a critical mass of prosperity consciousness. Once you reach that critical mass of prosperity consciousness, and we never know exactly the moment that's going to occur, but once you reach that, it creates an unstoppable shift, and nothing can prevent prosperity from manifesting in your life.
Thank you for such a full and complete answer and giving us the understanding.
Well, you're welcome. It's such an important part of all of this shift for us, you know. And interestingly, we've talked before and we won't have time to go into it tonight, but the 12 solar aspects of deity are different aspects of the causal body of God. The 10th solar aspect of deity is the golden ray of light. And the divine qualities associated with the 10th solar aspect of deity are eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. Those are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. And we cannot tangibly manifest in the physical plane either one without the other. So for us to transform this planet into the radiance of eternal peace, which is her divine destiny, the planet also has to be flowing with God's infinite abundance for every person evolving on this planet.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know the hour is getting late, and you have been tirelessly giving this entire time. Is there the opportunity for one more question, or honestly, should we wrap up now?
I'll take another question. That'll be all right.
Okay, one more. And everyone, I'm sure you can understand that we can't get to all the questions that have come in tonight. There have been so many. I'm really trying to categorize and get the most for everybody during this wonderful opportunity. So I appreciate your understanding on that. So many have asked generally about, are there physical changes that we can expect, changes to our bodies, changes to our auric field that we can expect going forward into 2016?
Yes, we are changing at a cellular level from carbon-based planetary third and fourth dimensional beings into fifth dimensional crystalline solar light beings. And that is something that's hard for us to comprehend. You know, we think of a clump of coal, and to transform it into this magnificent crystalline diamond, it takes millions of years and infinite pressure. And I think a lot of people are feeling like they're in the middle of that right this minute, because that's how intense some of these changes feel for all of us. But, you know, one of the things about this time frame and so much focus on Christmas and the wonderful archetypes that Jesus and Mary Magdalene left for all of us in the physical plane, one of the things that was critical that we kind of missed the whole point of that demonstration was his crucifixion and resurrection. And there's a lot of discussion of whether that actually happened or not because of probably the Da Vinci Code and those kind of questions. But Jesus has said that absolutely, you know, in addition to anchoring the archetype for the return of Christ consciousness, which was the path of divine love and the divine feminine, the return of the Holy Spirit awakening the heart center within humanity. In addition to that, was modeling what would occur during this time as we move forward into this age. And so the crucifixion, people wondered whether or not, or sometimes debate whether he was crucified, and he said absolutely that he was crucified. It was a major part of his of the archetype he was anchoring. But the misinformation through our guilt-ridden and manipulative consciousness that has been inflicted on us by the human ego is that he was not crucified because we are such worthless sinners and worms in the dust that he had to be tortured and brutalized because we couldn't save ourselves and somebody else had to come and save us. The reality is that nobody can do this for us. You know, we can invoke the light on behalf of other people like we're talking about working with their I Am presence, but ultimately they are responsible for every thought, word, action, and feeling. And their I Am presence, when we invoke that light, just helps them get their head above the mud puddle of their miscreations enough that they can begin working and doing it for themselves. And it's the same with all of us. But the reason that Jesus was crucified is because he wanted to prove to humanity that there is nothing that the fear-based human ego could do to our physical body, beating, reviling, brutalizing, crucifying. Nobody could do anything to our physical body that would destroy the divinity within. And so he was crucified. And on the third day, he resurrected into his fifth dimensional crystalline solar light body, because he was going to be moving into the next phase of his evolution into the fifth dimensional realms, which is where the earth and all humanity is moving now. And if you remember in the scriptures, when Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw Jesus, he said, "Do not touch me, I am not of this world." And his body was vibrating at a fifth dimensional crystalline light body. That's what we're moving into. And when people go through the near-death experience and they see their loved ones, prior to the birth of the new earth, where they were going is into the fifth dimension, where we have now moved, and that heavenly realm that we thought of as the heavenly realm is now the sixth dimension. It moved up, everything moved up into higher frequencies and higher dimensions. But when people went through and go through the near-death experience and they see their loved ones in this higher frequency, if you remember what everybody says, regardless of their walk of life or their spiritual affiliations or their ethnic or culture or race or nationality or whatever, everybody is saying almost the identical same thing about near-death experiences. What they're saying is that their loved ones, regardless of the condition their physical bodies were in when they died, in that dimension, they are in their prime, they are vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and filled with joy and happiness. This is what we had prior to the fall. This is what our bodies were like in the Garden of Eden. Aging, disease, degeneration, all of this garbage was a human miscreation from the fall. But we are moving into that realm. That's where Jesus went in his solar light bodies. Those are the vehicles that we're moving into. So what's happening now is we're moving into these frequencies, the maximum that we can withstand. And the beings of light have said, I mean, this is kind of mind-boggling, because everything is moving forward and simultaneously we're all moving forward. So we don't look like we're more rarefied or more ethereal than we used to be. But in the heavenly realms, even though our loved ones, unless we go through a near-death experience, the angels are around us all the time, the beings of light are around us all the time, but we don't see them because they're vibrating at a frequency beyond our physical sight, at a much higher frequency. But the beings of light said that if our third dimensional self 3 years ago was witnessing our fifth dimensional self the way we are right here and now in this level of our transformation process, that we would be much more ethereal and rarefied than we were 3 years ago. And we haven't completed the process. We're in the midst of it, but we're moving the maximum we can withstand in every 24-hour period. And God isn't going to kill us in this process. So we're not going to be taken to the place where we're not going to be able to stay in our bodies. Now, I know the question comes up, how do we know what's ascension symptoms and what's really something physical? The answer is we absolutely do not know. So I encourage everybody that's having weird sensations and weird things going on with your body to have it checked out medically. and have them do whatever they need to do to check as many things as they need to check. And when they come back and tell you there's nothing wrong, they can't find a single thing, then you know it's ascension symptoms. And those will come and go, you know, so you may have those same things. So be vigilant of that, but don't ever, if something's going on with your heart, don't ever just assume it's your heart chakra opening or the transfiguring divine love expanding. Seek medical help, because a lot's going on at this time, and we just need to not take that chance to miss something because we have misinterpreted what it is.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if I can take just a moment, there's been probably a dozen questions about tonight and the meditation. I just want to let you know that probably within 5 minutes of the time we say goodnight tonight, we will be able to have the replay available to you. And the replay, once we finish this call, is going to be at www.youawakening, that's spelled out, youawakening.com/replay. And it's not set up in this way just yet, but I will make it a gift to you so that you can listen as many times as you like. I know some people are saying they missed just a little bit or they're a little bit late. You'll have the full recording. You'll be able to download it, including onto an iPod. It's a gift. And you are very free to share with kindred spirits. Anyone you think will appreciate and respect the message, and especially who would like to contribute to others, please feel very free to share. We're doing this call tonight as a total gift. And regarding the meditation, while we were on the air tonight, Jesse put it onto our site. I looked at it very quickly, and it's the third edition. So if you go down to the third, you'll have the invocation part of tonight. And if you have questions from the entire recording, just go to the recording. You'll have it available. And just know also that you can forward it to a section. You can repeat a section over and over again by simply adjusting it on our webcast page. Patricia, I hope I gave you a few moments to have a little something to drink and catch your breath.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm so grateful that you're making this so readily available so quickly. I really appreciate that light that you're adding to the world.
Oh, you're welcome.
With all you do on You Awakening, you have a wonderful program, and I'm grateful for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say in completion?
Well, just how incredibly grateful I am for all of the light that everybody is so willing to be that open door for at this time. This is a moment that we have been waiting for eons of time, and we've gone through incredibly difficult, challenging times for lifetimes because we saw this moment coming, and we knew if we could get to this place at this moment in this way, so that literally the two Earths had become one and moved into the light, and every single man, woman, and child is going to make this shift after all, something not even the company of heaven thought was going to be possible. It is just, it's glorious beyond our knowing at this particular moment. And I want to wish everybody a joyous, wonderful, exciting Christmas and New Year. And we're going to have lots of activities of light unfolding as we move through 2016. So stay in touch with us and stay focused, and we're all doing this together. No part of the plan is any more important than anybody else's part of the plan. So weave your light into all of the activities that you have an affinity for.
You're so beautifully articulate. Such a wise message. And thank you. Thank you for being with us again. And thank everyone who is choosing to tune in and to listen to this broadcast, whether it's right now here live or later on listening to the replay. As Patricia said earlier, it'll be just as powerful. And, well, I'm getting the sense to encourage you to use it throughout the holiday season.
Good.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you, and particularly Patricia. Thank you for sharing your light and your beautiful message and being such an inspiration and a messenger of hope and a provider of divine wisdom. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone. Good night. We will be back on the air January 1st with a special holiday show. It'll be 2 p.m. Eastern. It'll be Pragit and Julianne coming back with a Stargate experience. And we'll look forward to seeing you then. Take care, everyone. Thank you and much love.